Hey brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottery 333. Today I have two warning dreams that I would like to share with you that the Lord has given me. They have to do with the internet. And then yesterday I received a message while praying, and it was concerning also the internet and the power grid. So hang in there to the end of the video so you can hear that message. And also, if you haven't already, please subscribe to my channel and ring the bell and share this with your friends, your family, and your other platforms so the warnings can get out. I so appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right, so the first dream that I would like to share with you is one that I got a few weeks ago. And in this dream, I saw my grandfather. He was in a library. It was like his library. And he wanted to show me his collection of hourglasses that were on the shelf in the wall. There were, I don't know, maybe 25 of them or more. I don't know. It was just shelf after shelf after shelf of hourglasses. And he told me to pick one out. So my eyes immediately focused on this one hourglass that was very small. It was actually probably the smallest one there. It was like 2 inches high, and it was pink. And I pulled it out, and I was admiring it, and my grandfather asked for it, and I put it in his hands, and he took it over to the computer that was beside him. And he took it, and he took this little small hourglass, and he attached it to the screen of the computer. It was as if the hourglass had adhesive on it, because he just stuck it right on the computer and it stuck like it had glue or something. And I thought that was very strange. And that's when I woke up. So here's the interpretation that I received from that. My grandfather in this dream represents our Heavenly Father. And I have had other dreams about my grandfather, and he has represented the Father. So I believe that this is a message from the Father that he gave me. The pink in the hourglass represents weakness and going woke. Weakness because pink is a weak color of red. And going woke is because I guess that's their color. But the Lord has given me several dreams this year that has pink in it. And he showed me that's what it stood for. The fact that my grandfather put this hourglass on the internet showed that there is limited time left, or little time, because since it was a little hourglass, it means it's little time. That's what it represented. Little time left for the internet as we know it. Little time left for the internet as we know it. That is the interpretation I got from the dream. Now in the second dream, it was actually a dream vision. And what I saw was, again, a computer. However, it was a different kind of computer. It was like a combination of a computer and radio back from the 1940s during World War II. It was a computer that had knobs on the side. You know, like the knobs that you see in those old-fashioned radios that they had in World War II? It was those kind of knobs that were on the side of the computer. And all of them were there except for the one that turned the computer on and turned the computer off. That knob was missing. All that was left was a stub with a little nail for that for the knob to be on. And it was missing. So in other words, that computer could not be turned on. It could not be turned off. That was the end of this dream vision. I believe what the Lord was showing me in this is a couple things. First of all, he has been showing me things about World War II. And in my next video, I'll explain more about World War II, some of the things he's been showing me. And I believe they are actually, the reason he's showing them to me is because we're heading into World War III. And so there's some similarities there for sure between World War II and World War III. So this computer was showing me that the internet is going to somehow be broken. And maybe it means that also that we're not going to have the computer like we didn't back in World War II or during the 1940s. So this is somehow related, I believe, to the first dream that I was sharing with you. And a lot of times we don't have complete understanding until the fulfillment comes. Now, before I started doing this video, the Lord led me to an article. I was not looking for this article. I didn't even know this existed. And there it was. It just popped up on my screen. And I'm going to put that article down below for you all. Please go check it out and read it, because I think it is changing everything on the internet. And this is, I'll just give you the headline. It says, FCC just voted to take control of the internet. I'll say it again. FCC just voted to take control of the internet. That's the name of the article. And I believe that this must have some bearing on the two dreams that I've had concerning the internet. All right, now I want to go ahead and read to you the message that I received yesterday while praying. The time is coming when the internet will be down for a short time, for the grid will be out in many places. I'll say it again. The time is coming when the internet will be taken down for a short time, for the grid will be out in many places. It is during this time that a reconstruct of all things will occur. When things are turned back on, everything will be different. Freedom will no longer reign, but instead control and censorship. All voices except for those in power will be silenced. Only their narratives will be allowed. All others will be stopped, and many will be arrested. The people will at first abide within their limitations, but it will not take long for uprisings to come. This will play into their hands, as they will now have an excuse to arrest their enemies. During this time, there will be many underground platforms that will spring up. These will be alternatives that will find a way to come forth. Their total control grasp will only hold for so long, until a dam breaks and a flood of dissidents comes. This will only be one of the ingredients that leads to civil war. The captives will rise up against the captors, and a battle will ensue. For now, be as wise as serpents and gentle as doves. Ask for my wisdom and how to navigate online. Go dark when I tell you. Listen for my voice so that you will be led by my spirit. I will guide those who seek me with all their hearts, those who are pure in heart before me. These are the ones that I will lead forward. Foster this kind of relationship with me, and I will shelter you in my presence. And that was the end of the message that the Lord gave me. And I want to end with one last word that the Lord gave me while I was sleeping. I was woken up, and I put this in my newsletter. I believe it was the newsletter in July or August, I think it was number 46. For those of you who get my newsletter, you can go back and look. But this is what the Lord told me. He said, pray over the power grid where you live. I'll say it again. Pray over the power grid where you live. All right, brothers and sisters. Well, thank you so much for coming and listening to what the Lord has shown me. It is later than you think. I actually have a website called that. For those of you who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, please do not wait and cry out to Him. Come to Him, pray to Him, seek Him, and confess your sins. We need to be right at all times now. Like I said, it is later than we think. And the Lord has called me to share these warnings with you, as He calls many watch women and watch men, and you can read about that in Ezekiel 33.